Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. Greetings, everyone. Here we are on a terrific Tuesday. We bless the Lord for you, and we hope that you continue to listen. It's a great day. It's a great day. It is a great day to be alive. Amen. We bid you greetings today. Whenever you listen, we hope that it touches your heart and uplifts your spirit. Glory to God. This is Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries here in the state of South Carolina. We are so excited about this morning's broadcast. It's a strange way that it occurred, but you know, God always has that little moment where he says, lighten up and laugh just a little bit. But I just began to think about the TV show, I don't know how many remember it, called Different Strokes. Where you had Arnold and, you know, and I forgot the other actor's name, but anyway, Different Strokes, and it had a catchy theme song. I'm not going to sing it, and I didn't have it recorded to play, but anyway, the lyrics say, now the world don't move to the beat of just one drum. What might be right for you may not be right for some. A man is born, he's a man of means. Then come along too, they got nothing but their genes, but they got different strokes. It takes different strokes to move the world. Everybody's got a special kind of story. Everybody finds a way to shine. It don't matter that you got not a lot, so what? They'll have theirs, and you'll have yours, and I'll have mine, and together we'll be fine, because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. Different strokes to move the world. So with that, even though it was from a TV show, God still has a message in everything that he says, everything that he does. You can just look around. You can look in your house. You can look outside. It can come from any source. So today, even though I did a topic similar to this a few weeks ago, this one is indeed just a little bit different. We're talking about different strokes for different folks. It's your duty to be different. See, it is your duty to be different. Nothing functions. There can be nothing new. There can be no change if somebody doesn't step out and be different. We don't have to be the same. We should not compare ourselves to anyone else. So we have to take that, what we have, and embrace it. We have to understand that, you know, you may feel like you're a little off, you may feel like you're a little extra, but it's okay. It's okay if you use it the right way, and we'll see how in a minute. God created all of us unique, very unique personalities, features, traits. We should give God the thanks for that. I don't care where you are in life right now, you probably got where you are because you're different in a good way. If you were different in a not so good way, then God is still working on you. So it's okay. It's okay. He's still working on you. He's going to get you to that place, that personality, that gift, that talent that he has instilled in you that maybe you didn't use back then, but you certainly see a need for using it now. It's still there. God has not taken it away from you. You will never accomplish those great things by being the same in the world. We cannot conform to a cookie cutter pattern just because someone has a certain type of ministry, a certain type of business. You may have something similar, but in order for yours to be effective, it has to be a little bit different than someone else's, because people are looking for something different. They're first of all looking for someone honest. They're looking for someone who is not going to mislead them. So your difference must be that you're different with a cause, with a purpose. excuse me, a little tickle in my throat this morning. But nevertheless, we are going to explore a few more ways of being different. Okay. Especially if we're Christians, we have to be the light of the world. We cannot afford to dull our shine just because maybe the sinful part of the world is trying to negate who we are and what we're supposed to do. They're trying to say that Christianity, they're trying to say that God, Jesus, they're trying to say that none of that exists. They call us crazy when we praise, when we shout, when we dance. They call that emotionalism. But how many know that it's not our emotions, it's the Spirit of the Lord? So we as Christians, the whole body of Christ, has to be different if we're going to draw just one soul to what we're doing. If everyone is living for material things, you live for Christ. If everyone is in the darkness, you be the light. We see in Romans 12, 6 and 8, I don't have the entire verse, but make it a point for your reference, but we're going to refer to Romans 12, 6 through 8. In his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing different things well. If he's given you the ability to prophesy, to speak with faith, to exhort, to encourage, to uplift, you do that. That's your gift. Everybody's not going to be the same. And if it's okay if you see others who have that particular gift stronger than yours, because you know what? God has not forgotten about you. God has given you something that you can maybe add to. That's why we have to fellowship together, because when we put everything joint and fit together, the Bible says, we can make an impact. We can make an impact if we use our strong gifts and someone has a weaker gift, but then they still have something strong within them. We use it together. If God has given you leadership ability, take it seriously. Don't play around with it. If you're supposed to leader, then you cannot be the follower. You cannot follow if you are the leader. The only way that you follow is that you follow that person that is in charge of you. And that's not just in church. That may be on your job, in your community, wherever. If you are the leader, you still have a boss. Every boss has a boss. And, of course, the boss of all is our Lord God. 1 Peter 4:10 and 11, God has given you a gift from his great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve another. If you have a gift of speaking, then speak. Speak as God has given it to you. You may not have the huskiest of voices, the loudest of voices, and this is where I do a lot of praying, because God gave me whatever voice I have right now. I desire to be able to talk loud and strong, and I desire to not have to use a microphone as I see others. But can I make myself over? No. I have to accept the voice that God gave me and pray for a strong, loud mic. Amen. That's what I do. I told someone that I was called to preach, and the person said, "Oh, with your voice, how are you going to do that?" I said, "Just give me a loud microphone." And I just remember that was the first way that someone had judged who I was by my voice or whatever characteristics they judged. But I'm different. You're different. We're all different. Maybe everybody doesn't have to have the same tone in their voice, just as long as you're speaking the words of the Lord. You were created to do great things. Romans 8 and 28 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose." God knew his people in advance. He already knows us. He knew us before the world was the way it is right now. He knew who could stand up in what generation. He knew some of us could not endure before the microwave and before air conditioning and before public transportation and even social media. He knew when to have us be born. Amen. Some of us, including myself, probably could have not endured some of the things that they endured in what we call the good old days. But anyway, God already knew. He chose us when to be born, who to be born to, and that we would be his if we accept him. If we accept him. Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. There's that long ago. There's that knowing that God had before we even got here. He planned these good things, the good things that you have right now. You're different. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, God already knew. Jeremiah, my favorite, Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declarations, plans for your welfare, not for your disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Not only a future, but a future and a hope. That means when you think about your future, you can be hopeful. That is a good one. You can be hopeful that whatever comes your way, God has already got that plan worked out, that we are really not supposed to be worrying or fretting about anything. We are different. We are a royal priesthood. 2 Peter 2:9, but you are not like that, for you are chosen people. So we know that we are chosen to be set apart. Just because you don't have that thing yet, just because you have not achieved something yet, just because your ministry hasn't taken off, your job, your business, even your relationships, your marriage, your children, people may look at you strange, and they certainly will. But when you stand out, when you allow God to use you for his glory, when you allow him to take those differences that you have and cause others to say, you know what, they're not like people around here. They're not like us. They don't do the things we do. What makes them so different? You just tell them you're from a royal priesthood. Glory to God. You are from a holy nation, God's very own possession. And as that result, you can show others the goodness of God, for he called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Glory to God. God knew you before you were born. Psalm 139:13-14, you made all the delicate inner parts of my body and knit me together in my mother's womb. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. Your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. Glory. Hallelujah. See, he took his time with you. He did not throw you together like a mixed match. Sometimes you may feel like you are misfit, but understand God has called you to mix right on in. You are not a misfit. You're not a mistake. You're not some kind of freak of nature. Glory, hallelujah. You are who God called you to be. Jeremiah 1:5 tells us that I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. God has given some of you some special, special gifts. And some people are not even saved, and God still wants to use them. If you're not saved, we urge you to be saved, to get saved, to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. And in that, your gifts will flourish. In that, you will be able to use them, and you won't be embarrassed to think, well, why is that sinner using their gifts? You know, maybe no one's going to believe me and all of this. Remember, you're different. He's calling you to him. And if you're already saved, he is calling you to a higher level. Accept it now. Be different. Do not be afraid to stand out and be a light to this world. The world needs more of you. The world needs more of you. Proverbs 1:15, my son, do not walk in the way with them. Hold back your foot from their path. This has been Pastor Cassandra Valentine Davis, pastor of Kingdom Builders Anointed Ministries. Father God, we just thank you right now for all who will listen, for all who will receive. We believe you now, God, that we are all different. In Jesus' name, just remember that Jesus is Lord.